morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever time you're listening to. We welcome you to First Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today we are doing our daily bread, May the 6th, 2026. May the 6th, 2026. Welcome to the boot camp, to the oasis, to the filling station, and to the rivers of living water. Whatever time you may be listening to us on the daily bread, we welcome you. We thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we welcome you and we thank you that you are hungry to hear what God has to say for this day for you that will carry you through the rest of the week. And can you believe we are already on May the 6th, 2026. My goodness, the time is going so fast for us now, isn't it? Time is really winding down, and we have to be careful because we know and we are supposed to keep our expectation knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ will come soon. He's right around the door, and we just are expecting him anytime. Every day we should be expecting the Lord Jesus Christ to come and take us home. Amen. But by his grace and his mercy and compassion, they are new every morning. He wants to get as many people into the kingdom of God. And that is our job, is to tell people of the good news of Jesus Christ. Whenever we have the opportunity, we're able to tell them Jesus is great. He is the greatest Savior and Lord of my life. Without him, we are nothing. And we just want to say thank you, Father, for loving us so much, for calling us to live in such a time as this, Father, to be beaming lights, Father, to be the salt of the earth, Father, and to bring as many, Father, into the kingdom of God, advancing your kingdom every day, knowing that you called us and you have a plan for each one of us, an assignment, Father God, and a course to run and a race to run. And we just want to say thank you for calling us. We love you, Father. You are the greatest Father that anyone can have. And without you, we are nothing. Our life is worth nothing, Father. And with you, everything is good. Everything is great. Though we have challenges all around us, Father, adversities, calamities, destruction, evil all around us, but we know that the greater one lives in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It's by your divine power, you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, and had given us exceeding precious promises that we may be partakers of them all. All the promises of the Lord of God are yes and amen. And we can walk in all those promises because his word never returns void. It always goes forth to accomplish all that he has sent, and we send it out of our mouth. His word is in our mouth and we send it out. We get the same results that God had when he spoke in the beginning. Light be light. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And everything came into being because he spoke it with his word. And we have the same word, the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Today we're going to be doing this message, calling the invisible, calling the invisible. Faith calls the invisible into the visible realm. Ain't that good? Everything that we do is by faith. We may not see it at the time that we're calling it, or we believe it, or we receive it, but we know that by faith it will come. It is in the invisible, but our faith brings it into the visible. Amen? It might be invisible at the time, but it will become visible in our realm in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus commands us to believe, we have received. It's not only good to believe, we need to receive it, take hold. I take my healing. I take my finances. I take my peace. I take my joy. I take love. Everything you take it is yours. Amen. It's not enough to believe it, but you take it and take hold of it in Jesus' name. We believe we have received the things we pray for at the time we pray and before they take visible form. It is clear that the answer exists in two forms. First, in the invisible form. Second, in the visible. At first, we don't see it because it's in the indivisible, amen, invisible form. We don't see it, but we know it by faith. And the second one, then, the more we thank God, we praise Him for the answer, it becomes visible in our realm. Amen? Hallelujah. We must believe we have received our answer. And when we do, I say, I received the answer already, Lord. You say, whatsoever we pray for, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. In the name of Jesus, amen? So we receive the answer in the invisible form before we will see it in our visible form, amen? One of our precious homes sat on 2.5 acres. Now I'm reading from Pastor Nancy Dufresne's devotional. And this is her story. One of our previous homes sat on 2.5 acres of land, but it was surrounded by many acres that were undeveloped. The hills, ditches, roads, and bushes were personally inspected by our son, Stephen. Sometimes in his exploring, Stephen would wander pretty far off the house, and I couldn't see him. But when it was time to eat, if I would call long enough and loud enough, no matter where he was, he would come running. I would call Stephen, even though I didn't see him at the time, because I knew I had a Stephen. Are you getting that? Are you getting this now? I knew he belonged to me. And if I called long enough and loud enough, I would see him. In the same respect, I may not see healing in my body, but I call my body healed because I know healing belongs to me. How many of you know that? Amen? And I can just give you a little bit of my testimony. It's been 2 years, and I kept calling my body healed from all those itches and welts that were on my body. I could not sleep for a year and a half. I could not sleep. I would cry out to God, have mercy on me, Lord God. And the itching was so bad. And I would put itching cream and all this other stuff, and it would just subside for maybe 2 or 3 hours, but then it would come back again. So I know what it is to hold on and to wait for the answer. Now it's been 2 years, and I am healed. The visible has come. The manifestation is here, and I thank the Lord. Amen. After 2 years, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So in the same respect, I may not see healing in my body, but I call my body healed because I know healing belongs to me. And if I continue to call it, it'll show up. If I continue to call my body healed and what God said, it will show up eventually. It has to, because God's word never goes forth without power. It always goes forth in power and brings the results and the manifestation to us, what we have been praying and thanking Him for. I know healing exists. It's waiting for my faith to call it from the invisible form. Waiting for my faith to call it from its invisible form to the visible form. Amen? Faith sees the invisible healing and it calls it. Faith sees the invisible healing and it calls it. Because faith knows it exists in the invisible realm. When I call it in faith, it is transferred from the invisible realm to the visible realm. Amen? We want it to come to the visible realm. The first chapter of Genesis tells us that in the beginning, the earth was dark. God is light, and there is light in his realm. And there is light in his realm. But in the realm of the earth, there was no light. God wanted to bring what was in his realm to the realm of the earth. He wanted to make a transfer from the invisible realm to the visible realm. How did he do it? He said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis 1:3. Or as the original Hebrew says, light be, healing be, peace be, love be. Anything you want, let it be. Because God says we can have what we say. God made transfers from his realm to this realm through words, but not just empty words. Faith-filled words, but not just empty words, but they are faith-filled words. How did he know it would work? He knew light already existed in his realm. So if we know that healing already exists in our body, we call it out to come from the invisible realm into the realm of the visible, the manifestation of our healing in our bodies. Amen? He knew light already existed in his realm. Do you get it? We already know healing exists in our bodies. Amen? So he had no problem. We should not have no problem either about our healing or whatever we need. We should not have any problem believing he could cause it to exist in this realm. And has God caused it to exist in this realm, our healing? Yes, he has. Yes, he has. You can take it to the bank in the name of Jesus. How did he know it would work? How do we know it would work? He knew light already existed in his realm. So he had no problem believing he could cause it to exist in this realm. Jesus already made healing to exist in our bodies. He already done it. He's not going to come back no more. He has already taken everything. He has already done everything for us. So everything that we need exists in the invisible realm. And our job is to have faith-filled words that will bring the invisible realm to the visible realm that we live in. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We won't have problems with our faith when we realize that health exists in God's realm. It already exists. It's ours for the taking. Whosoever wants it, there it is. Claim your healing, receive it, grab a hold of it, take a hold of it, don't let go. Amen? Because there is no sickness in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. And the Father said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So there's no sickness in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. Amen? There's no lack in heaven. There's no oppression. There's no sadness. There's no loneliness. There's no lack of finances. Nothing. What we need already exists in heaven. And God says, we can have heaven on earth. So we claim what heaven has while we're here on earth. In the name of Jesus, claim it. We don't have problems. We won't have problems with our faith when we realize that health exists in God's realm. Because there's no sickness in heaven. Amen. Believing that health already exists, we can boldly call confess and speak words of faith, faith-filled words, knowing that it is what causes the transfer from the invisible realm to the visible realm. You and me can cause the invisible to become visible with our faith-filled words. Make your mouth do its work. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Don't stop. Keep thanking Him. Keep praising Him for the answer. Keep praising Him. Keep worshiping Him. Keep thanking Him you are healed, that your body is healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You may not see it right away, the invisible, but it will come, and it will be in the visible form, the manifestation of our healing, or anything you are believing for, it is done. It is done in the heart and the eyes of God. Everything we need is already done in the name of Jesus. Ancientele badeti kirisiri ando para shetele makara. Et denendo borohosu kateria. Emotingare esokotaria. O tekirian se para kitera para seria. Why sit there waiting? Let your mouth be filled with faith-filled words that will bring the manifestation of your healing. You must do something, and you must release faith-filled words out of your mouth, and what God says is already yours. It's not going to be yours. It's already ours. It's already ours. God already said it. Jesus already paid the price. So take a hold of your healing. Take hold of it and thank me for the healing already and for the manifestation. Call your healing from the realm of the invisible, and it will manifest in the visible. For my words shall not return void, but my words shall go forth in power and accomplish all that I sent it. And my words are in your mouth, and you sent it, and it's accomplished, and you pull it out of the invisible realm into the visible. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take hold of your healing. Take hold of God's promises. Take hold of what He already accomplished for us. Everything is done. It's by His divine power that He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. For this day is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in His authority, in His power, in His ability. We can have what we say. Yes, we are surrounded by the darkness all around us. There's so much evil people all around us. We need to be careful. We need to be discerners. We need to have the spirit of discernment. We need to have God's Holy Spirit in us, leading us and guiding us. The divine helper, the divine companion. His presence is our divine companion for this day. And for every day, we need to acknowledge greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And we need to acknowledge and take heed what the Holy Spirit is saying. The Lord, about a week and a half ago, told me, take heed, Rose, what you hear and what you see, and do not be deceived. Take heed on what you see and what you hear, and do not be deceived. For these are evil days. Evil is all around us, but I've given you every weapon that you would need, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Any tongue that will rise against you, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. I never said there wouldn't be a weapon formed against you, but if that weapon is formed against you, it has to fall to the wayside. It has to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And when you plead the blood of Jesus, when you plead the blood of Jesus, when you plead the blood of Jesus, there's no greater power than the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around you and me. Amen? We're in the bubble from trouble. We're in the canopy of God's love and protection in the name of Jesus. And I just speak to your household and I command sickness to leave your house, leave your body in the name of Jesus. We release the healing power into your home in the name of Jesus. We release the power of God and his presence all over your house and your children and your marriage and wherever you go in the marketplace or workplace, highways and byways. You are covered by the blood. You stay close to God. You listen to his Holy Spirit. Have a discerning spirit that'll lead you and guide you and direct you because he lives in you and he wants to talk to you. He talks to us every day, but we're the ones that listen or we don't listen or we disobey or we obey. It will cost us when we disobey. But when we obey, all of heaven opens up to us and floods us with God's very power and presence and peace and protection and safety and healing. All that we would ever need. Disobedience keeps us from being in the realm and in the presence of God. But we are children that we obey. Obey the Spirit of God that speaks to us all the time. All the time. We want to be kept protected by God. We don't want to get into trouble. We don't want to act unbecomingly. We don't want to get offended. We don't want to have unforgiveness. We want to just walk in the peace of God and in the realm of the Spirit. We want to walk in the highest flow that God has, the greatest flow, and that's above the world system and the economic of this world. We are above. We live in a different economy. We live in a different realm. We live in the realm of God's greatest realm, and that is the love of God that keeps us and protects us always, always, always. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for each individual, Father, that comes to hear the word. We're not only hearers, but we're doers. Doers get results. They get results all the time. And we're doers, aren't we? Aren't we people of God? Aren't we children of God? Can I hear an amen? Yes, amen, amen. We will follow the Lord with all our heart. We trust in the Lord with all our heart and we lean not unto our own understanding. In all thy ways we acknowledge him and he directs our paths. And they are paths of righteousness. We are we're always in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing when we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit and we listen to his voice and we obey when he speaks to us. In Jesus' name, we love you. Thank you so much for coming to the Filling Station, Booth Camp, the Rivers of Living Water, the Oasis. We thank you so much and for partnering with us. And thank you so much for your love and your prayers and your support that you send every month. Thank you so much. We love you. Have a great morning, evening, or afternoon. In the name of Jesus, Brother Andrew will be with you next week. We love you. Be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful week to come. In Jesus' name, amen.